Mary Burnett.
CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net, please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP.
G9JFM, this is Jack in Mills River. We'll be negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K9JFN, Mr. Jack from Mills River. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, sir. I appreciate it. Hope you are having a great evening. Tonight, I'm going to go ahead and move to the roll call portion of the net. With those who use the pre-check feature on the website, we have 24 pre-net check-ins tonight. So I'd like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his lovely bride, Isla, and also in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI. KA3JCA, Mr. Richard, in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, Miss Sally, in Simpsonville. And KA4ACL, Miss Ashley, also in Simpsonville. I'd like to welcome all them tonight. K3DOV, which is Upstate Anderson Radio Club, or Upstate Radio Club in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in with your call tonight. KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. KE0UUX, Mr. Joe in Atlanta. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, also in Greenville. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. N4ASW, Mr. Tony up in Asheville. KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew in Inman. KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken in Pickens. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens. And KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. We appreciate all who use the pre-net feature on the website to check in early tonight. To EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John, up in Brown Summit. Mr. John, I have you down for some comments, and I'll be back around to you later on. I'd also like to go ahead and check in my husband, KO4NUE, Chad, and he is home here with me in Campobello. All right, any additional EchoLink stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in KQ4BHY, Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Hotel Yankee, John and Seneca. No traffic, and I'll be short time.
4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KQ4BHY, Mr. John, over in Seneca. Thank you for checking in tonight via EchoLink, Mr. John, and feel free to secure your station at your leisure. All right, tonight being Monday night, we will begin, move to the RF section of our net check-ins, and we will begin with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call, beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
Oscar 4, Hotel, Kilo, X-ray. KO 4, HKS, Patrick and Penrose. And I thank you for calling the net.
3-4, Foxtrot, Hotel,
from the net. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Checking out of turn. This is Kilo Charlie 4 Alpha X-ray Yankee. Earl in Greenwood. Just check me in and out. Thank you. Number.
4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick, it's always good to hear you check in. Thanks for stopping by tonight. And Mr. Gene over in Taylor's, W4FHJ. Mr. Gene, you're sounding good on the radio tonight, as usual. I hope you have a great evening. And KC4AXY, Mr. Earl in Greenwood. I appreciate you stopping by and checking in tonight, and feel free to secure at your leisure. All right, one more call for stations Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to slide on up to our next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
If you and Chad are well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Chad. Good evening to all on the net. And we have no traffic, no comment.
KO4RIP, this is KO4BWQ. This is Jimmy down at Anderson. I'll be taking this thing.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll stick around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Net Control, please check in. Alpha, Foxtrot, 4, Lima, Victor. By EchoLink. My name is Mark. I'm portable 8 in Hubbard Lake, Michigan. I'll be negative and negative. Over.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Sid. Hope you're doing well. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jimmy in Anderson, KO4VWQ. I appreciate you stopping by. I believe that's the first time I've had you in my log, sirs. I hope you are doing well tonight. Mr. Larry over in Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are well. And another friend, Mr. Larry over in Greer, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. I appreciate you stopping by. Larry, please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and I will be back to you for some comments in a little bit. And next, via EchoLink, AF4LV, Mr. Mark in Hubbard Lake, Michigan. Mr. Mark, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. I imagine that your weather is a little bit cooler up there than it is for us down here today. So I hope you are well, and we appreciate you stopping by. Any additional check-ins, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. All right, I guess that's all for that group, so we'll slide on up to our next section of the alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call, beginning with the letters M through P, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Anna, please check in. Felix, Felix 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena, Emma, Felix, Felix 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Little Mike 4, Michael, Kirk, Beck, Shell, Ronda. We must all be negative and negative.
Please check in. W4, November golf uniform, Phil, walkie talkie, Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensaville. I'll be in and out.
RY2, Houston, this is.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred, I'm over at Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Miss Anna, Chad, all the net be negative and negative tonight.
KO4 RYP, net control to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena over in Piedmont, KK4ONO. She brings along with her her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, I always love having you check in with me. I hope you are doing well. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Phil in Bolin Springs, W4NGU. I appreciate you checking in tonight, Mr. Phil, and hope you have a great evening. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Always good to hear you, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello. And my good friend, Mr. Walt, over in Inman, K4OIM. Mr. Walt, you're sounding good. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. And Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, you be safe out there, and thanks for stopping by. Have a good evening. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to pause for just a minute and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening, Miss Andy. Good afternoon, Greenwood. Good evening, Miss Andy. Your cell phone on there. And also, I have no traffic, no queue, and Miss Sandy, be sure and tell Mr. Sam, hello for me, K4PQA.
Before RYP for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen over in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Stephen, and Chad says hello back to you, so I hope you are well. All right, we're going to slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KYP. Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard and Graham with no traffic, no roundtable.
Control, please check in Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert down in Joanna. Will be negative and negative. And thanks for running the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T. Mobiling around in Duncan. You be safe out there, Mr. Rusty. Thank you for stopping by. And next, K4ROW, Mr. Richard over in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Robert over in Joanna, KD4SRR. Hope you are well tonight, Mr. Robert, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments. We're back from our trip to Delaware.
KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, WD8RON, who's back home in Brevard, back from his trip in Delaware. I hope you guys had a great time, Mr. Ed. Good to have you back. All right, we're going to slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, South Carolina.
4YP. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is 4 Zed Alpha Whiskey.
K4 Diego, Mobile
headed to Southern
Greenwood County. Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of laws. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Yankee Hotel, Yankee. Name is Jim, Greenville.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group. I'm rounding out, or coming to the end of the alphabet. I'd like to welcome KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg and Greer. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Mr. Tommy, you be safe out there. The next station I have in my log is K4ZAW in Greenville. I did not get your name, sir. Could you please recheck with me?
K4ZAW, and the name here is Amos. Alpha Mike Oscar.
RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Amos. I just couldn't pick up on your original transmission, but I got you loud and clear that time. So I'd like to welcome K4ZAW, Mr. Amos in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. Next, I'd like to welcome all the way from the land of Waz, Mr. Rod, W4WOZ. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope everything is well over your way. And by text message relay, I'd like to check in KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in, Chris. Hope you are well. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim, moving one around in Greenville. You be safe out there, and thank you for checking in. All right, any additional stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to the very patient group tonight, to the Alpha 3 Delta group. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters A through D, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Now please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RYP, Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec, Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
RYP, Anna, Mr. Chad in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic notes here tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November, Bill in Bill's River. And I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group. We're going to go ahead and welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith over in Seneca. Sounding good as usual. Thanks for stopping by. And our net manager, Mr. Dave in Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for all you do for us and keeping this net going, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Bob over in Gray Court, KC2DQV. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Hope you have a great evening. And my good friend, Mr. Gary over in Easley, KI4DOS. He brings along with him his pretty little bride and my kindred spirit, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I appreciate you guys stopping by and checking in. Next, I'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. Hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And KB2GCN, Mr. Bill in Mills River. Mr. Bill, I am not 100% sure I got your call correct. Would you please recheck with me if I didn't?
Not at all. You didn't get it right. Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November.
This is KO4RYP. I apologize. Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November. Thank you so much for rechecking and getting it correct in my log. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well tonight. Thanks for checking in. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to the whole group, all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, any station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Let's check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
RYP. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Gulf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Gulf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville and right to Spartanburg. Negative, negative.
RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Mr. Duncan, you're sounding really good into the repeater tonight. Thanks for stopping by and checking in, and you be safe. And Mr. Nelson, en route from Greenville to Spartanburg, KO4GUN. Mr. Nelson, stay safe out there while you're mobiling around, and thanks for stopping by. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Anna.
This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Candler. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Mr. Harry. I appreciate it. All right. At this time, I will secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First up on the stump tonight is Mr. John up in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Mr. John, how are things going for you?
This is KN4RJN. Well, not too bad. Had to take a cat to the vet, and she had some bad teeth, and I had to pull those out. And we had to give her antibiotics a couple days prior to that. And she doesn't like the world. And so now she's just, you know, mad at us and hiding under the bed. And I've got to get a pain pill down her sometime tomorrow and another antibiotic. But other than that, things are going good up here. I know I talked to Chad just before the net. I know he's not feeling all that great. How are you?
For RYP. I'm doing well, Mr. John. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. And I can't imagine what would be worse. The minute you said you had to do some antibiotics with your cat, I thought, I'm afraid that you had the hard job, that the pulling of the teeth was the easy part. The giving of the antibiotic and the pain pills, that's the hard part. So I'm so sorry that you have a very grumpy, pouting cat that you have to medicate. That is not very fun.
This is KN4RJN. Well, right now it's impossible because I can't find her. She's hiding under, way up under the bed behind the, we've got a sleep number bed, and there's a box under there that controls the angle and the airbags and the thing. And she's up under, back behind that, up against the wall, and there's virtually no way to get to her without completely disassembling the bed, which I'm not going to do, so... She'll come out eventually, but we do have. They gave me a little pill gun. It's just a long tube with a plunger in it and a rubber tip on the end. You can stick the pill in that. One person holds the cat very firmly, and the other person opens the mouth, shoves it down her throat, and pop. And that works pretty well, more or less. But the new antibiotic is liquid, which will make it a little bit easier to get it down her throat. The pain pills are still pills, so. But we'll have to do that for here for a while. But usually after I've done the dishes, the cats come in and want their treats, and that's how we've been catching her. So she's not coming out for treats anymore because we had to do that from I took her in Friday, and they said, yeah, she needs to have some teeth pulled. She broke a canine and broke off, and the root was still in there, so they had to get that out and then check the back teeth, and some of those were pretty bad, so they had to pull those out. So she's got her front incisors and one canine, and then most of her back molars are gone. So she had some extensive dental work, and she is not a happy cat right now.
KO4RYP. Well, John, are you going to have to change her diet? It seems like with all the fewer teeth in the cat's mouth, you might have to shift completely. And how are the other cats going to feel about that if she gets special food?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I've only got one other cat, and they're both about the same age, and had been giving them hard food, and the vet said based on the condition of the teeth, he didn't think there was a whole lot of chewing going on. He was probably just swallowing it whole. So he says, you know, if you have to, you know, switch to soft food, or I suggest maybe grinding up the hard food into more, you know, smaller chunks. He said that could work, but just watch her for a few days and see, you know, if she's not eating, if she still seems to be in pain or whatnot, and, you know, switch to a softer food. And if the pain medicine isn't working, let me know, and I'll throw something else on top of that. So it's, you know, it's just a question of when she comes out from under the bed that we can actually observe and see what's going on. But yeah, the joys of animals. But in any event, so this evening, if you have clear skies, and I don't, I'm completely locked in with clouds. But the Milky Way is up in the south, and there are a number of deep sky objects there. If you have a scope or even just a pair of binoculars, and if you don't have that and you've got real good, real dark skies, you can probably see the Milky Way going through there. On Thursday evening, Mars and the Moon and the Seven Sisters, Pleiades, will all be within view of a within the range of a single binocular all night long. And if you get a chance to look at that should be interesting. Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters, or if you're Japanese, it's Subaru, is one of the constellations that the ancient Greeks saw, seven bright stars. In binoculars, you can see more than seven, but the Greeks didn't have binoculars, so that should be interesting. And there's still going to be remnants of the meteor shower that peaked the other night while my skies were clouded, so I didn't see much. But there'll be remnants of that for pretty much the rest of the month. So if you get a chance, go out and you get clear skies, look up at the stars, you might see a meteor or two.
For RYP. I went out the other night, I think it was Friday night. I was up late working on some school things and went out because I remembered that was the night it was supposed to peak, and clouds everywhere. So I was very disappointed, but I might try to, I forgot that it was still going to be going on for a little bit longer. So I'll have to try to go out and see. I know it's cloudy tonight. It was cloudy when I came in just a little bit ago, so... But maybe we'll clear up tomorrow and I can go out and try to see if I can catch some remnants of that meteor shower, because that is definitely on my bucket list. One of these nights, you're going to check in with me and we're going to talk, and I'm going to have great news and tell you that I've seen a bunch of meteors. I just know one day.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, hope springs eternal. Actually, Friday night it was clear here, but there was almost, you know, the full moon was Thursday night, so Friday night it was almost full. And while it was behind this big pine tree that's in my backyard, I did manage to see one or two. But as soon as it got above that tree, then the moon was shining straight in my eyes, and it was, you know, bright as the sun almost. And I said, okay, I'm not going to see much here, so I went to bed. I thought I'll try it the next night. And of course, Saturday it was cloudy, and Sunday it was cloudy, and tonight it's cloudy. So it's like, you know, and it's going to be that way up here most of the week, I think.
I had high hopes on Friday because we had clear skies all throughout the day, but I went out. It was probably about midnight, and hoping that I would be able to see something. But and the moon was bright. You're exactly right, but it was not quite as bright because we just had this solid little cloud cover that just moved in and ruined my chances for seeing the meteor shower. But next time I will.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, don't give up. It it happens every year, and there are several meteor showers throughout the year. So if you haven't yet, check out a program called Stellarium, which is it's a free program. You can download it, and it That's you. That's what I'm staring at right now. And it'll let you see what's out there, even when you can't see what's out there. And it also has rocket bodies that go by from time to time, and satellites and that sort of thing. So if you can't see it in the real world, you can always look at it on the screen and see what's going on there, and it kind of explore, and you can zoom in and see deep sky objects that you ordinarily wouldn't be able to see, and helps you find the constellations and where they're at a given point in time. So I recommend that.
For RYP, I'll certainly have to check that out. I keep meaning to do that and just haven't yet. I have about decided, though, we have, because the pine trees, you've been to our house, the pine trees all in our backyard are so tall, we really have only a small view of the sky. So I think that my husband just needs to take me somewhere where there's really big open sky, like, I don't know, somewhere where I can also see the northern lights. And I'm sure, even if there's not a specific meteor shower going on, that if I could just get in the place where there's big, vast, open sky and very little light pollution, that I'll be able to see a meteor or two.
This is KN4RG, and you can go online and Google light pollution map, and it'll show you where the darkest areas are in this country anyway. Well, actually, anywhere in the world. If you want really dark skies, you need to go to, like, Africa or the outback of Australia. North Korea is pretty dark. I wouldn't recommend that one particularly. In this country, out west, anything west of the Mississippi is you get out there in the desert and out in the plains, Montana, Nevada, around in there. Stay away from Las Vegas, obviously. But there are some dark spots here on this side of the river, and there are some in South Carolina. So check that out and get an idea where you want to go, and go check it out in the daytime, see how much tree cover and how close the horizon is and all that sort of thing, and then hang around till nighttime.
This is KF4RYP. That sounds like a great idea. I'll definitely check that out. I remember talking with somebody that I knew from church who had grown up in Michigan, and she lived somewhere on the Upper Peninsula, excuse me, and said that there were some spots up there where you were not allowed to have light. Like, they were light-free, and that it was just for that, so people could enjoy the night sky that, you know, after... You just weren't allowed to have lights. So not in your house, I'm sure it's very, you know, more like forest or open national park land or something like that. But they had laws against light just to keep the light pollution down.
This is KN4RJ. And, yeah, light pollution is increasing, obviously, as the population grows and cities grow and whatnot. There are there was an article in Science News here several years ago about the light pollution from Las Vegas. 100 miles away was affecting the nighttime mating practices of some nocturnal animals out there in the desert, and it was messing with them. And that was 100 miles away from Las Vegas, out in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, light pollution is a problem in a whole lot of places, and not just here.
It's crazy that 100 miles away. That is crazy.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, it's what the ancient Greeks and other ancient peoples were able to see when they looked up at night that we can't. It's just, sometimes I wish I could go back to ancient Greece and stand there, you know, up on the Acropolis and look up and see what's up there with my eyes, that with not even a telescope or a set of binoculars, just to be able to see what's that. But I have friends that live out in Colorado that tell me that out there, it's you know, especially up in the mountains, it's like you know, you can reach out and touch the stars. It's just so clear.
Before RYP, that's the kind of place I want to go to. So I'm going to tell Chad that's what we need to do this fall. Is take a trip somewhere out west where there's big open skies and feel, where I can watch for a meteor and feel like I can reach out and touch the stars. That would be really cool. Well, Mr. John, thank you for chatting with me tonight. You got anything else for us?
It is KN4RJ. No, ma'am. You tell Chad to get better, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
This is KO4RYP. Thanks for chatting, John. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and especially talking about the stars. So I'll pass along your well wishes to Chad. I appreciate it, and you be safe, and I hope your cat comes out from under the bed soon. All right, this is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any stations, actually, let's pause for just a second and go to EchoLink. Any EchoLink stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, KD2, BNG in Gray Court, South Carolina. No traffic, no round table, just check me in and out. 73 is higher than that.
KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn, and Gray Court. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Glenn. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great evening. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP.
For RYP. Check in KO4QLD. Still at the shop here in Liberty. This is Chris.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Chris, thanks so much. I did check you in via text message relay, but I'm super glad to hear you. It's always good to have you check in. I'm sorry you are working so late. Try to wrap it on up soon so you can head back up to the house. But thanks for stopping by, Chris. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to move on to our next station up on the Rag Chew Stump tonight. That is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. How are you tonight, Larry?
RYP, KK4JBQ. Well, thank you. I am doing quite well. I had a marvelous day today. Today was one of those days I feel lucky to be alive at this age. And, you know, you'll get there sometime. And you just become a little more thankful, perhaps. I am sorry to hear that Chad is not well. I didn't know that, and I sent him a little video, which might cheer him up just a little bit. It's of a golden retriever and a very smart dog. As a matter of fact, I think that's the part of the title of the little video I sent. But anyway, if you hadn't seen it already, that'd be a good thing to look at. And, before I say anything else about what I've already heard tonight, I just want to say how I have come to know that just for myself, this net is very important. It is. It really has become something I look forward to. And maybe that's because it's become a more friendly place. What people have to say has become more interesting to me. I don't know, but just to sit here and listen to you and John, chat about the sky and about his cats and, you know, whatnot, I take a lot of pleasure in that. Because it's two friendly voices exchanging the day. And that's always a marvelous thing. I will mention a couple things for John, a couple of things that, in my experience with cats, has helped. I use a product called Dynavite, which is a food supplement, but not as they recommend it. I mix it with a little warm water and make a gravy. Cats love gravy. So whatever soft food is served, pour a little bit of some of the crushed food mixed up, or, you know, like that, and make it into a gravy. A little warm water will help, and maybe that'll help. And I really feel for the animal that no longer has choppers. Anyway, I'll let you talk for a minute. KK4JBQ.
4RYP. Well, Mr. Larry Chad did get the video. He said he loved it, so thanks for sharing that. And that is a good piece of information. So tell me again, what was the name of the supplement?
The supplement is Dinovite. It's spelled D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. I have fed it to our cats for years now. It's made up of a lot of the things that are cooked out. You know, when cat food is purchased, it has endured a lot of heat to bring it to the point where it can be packaged, you know. And this is different. It's in powder form. And I make a gravy out of it. And the cats just, they go for that first thing and lick it up. It probably does not stand alone. It doesn't fill in for other roughage that they might need, but it is all the vitamins and minerals and all those other things I can't pronounce. A good supplement for cats, and they have for dogs as well. And anyhow, so John's. And I was traveling with you. I have to say, when you were talking to John at the very end there, talking about where you might see a dark sky, I remembered probably the darkest sky I've ever seen. A friend of mine invited me out to his rustic, kind of a primitive cabin. Spent the night there, and. He took me out into his field, which I guess at the time of year he had already harvested and cleared the land and all. But we stood there and the sky was, it came all the way down to the ground. I grew up in the mountains, so of East Tennessee. So just going a little bit south and west of my hometown, I was able to get into more flat bike land, and the sky came all the way down to the ground, and this was a cloud field, rather large one, so it was all around us. I stood there and turned in a 360-degree circle, and the sky was bigger than anything I could ever have imagined in my mind. And the darkness made it, just as you were saying, it made it like you could reach out and touch it, but you be careful now, they're pretty hot. KK4JBQ.
4RYP. Yes, sir, you're exactly right. But that sounds like a neat trip that you were able to go on. I don't know, there's just something about having a dark, just vast open sky where the stars are so close, and there's just so many, and you know, we're kind of a little bit out in the country, so we don't have a lot of light pollution around, but you would be surprised. There's some nights when the moon is not full, and I think, my goodness, it feels like the moon is just kind of off just a little bit in the distance, but it's not. It's when there's no moon, and it's just the light coming from, I guess it's coming from over at Greer. Larry, John messaged me via Echolink and asked if you would spell that one more time. Is it D-I-N or is it D-Y-N?
Well, thank you for asking, John. It's D-I, as in India, N-O-V-I-T-E. And it is quite good, and I wouldn't be without it. My cats would be in protest. I run a cat diner here for the three that we have inside and the seven or eight that come around the house outside. So mornings and evenings, I'm the short order cook around here for cats. Anyhow, another form of entertainment that I take full advantage of, I guess, and I know a lot of people go to
use YouTube for different things. I'm there for amateur radio things quite a lot. Read a good deal about antennas there. It's just wild how pieces of wire in the air can be so different and get such different results. But tonight, I went and I looked, I bookmarked a fellow who does chip carving. A little, he goes to the woods and gets, you know, like 2-inch in diameter branches, cuts them into short, like 6 to 8 inch pieces, and carves what he calls wood spirits into the piece of wood. And they're fascinating. They're fascinating. And just tonight, I also followed a link that he gave and for a little bear sitting on a stump. A little bear like Yogi, if you remember the cartoon, you know, Yogi Bear. And Boo Boo, it actually looked like Boo Boo because it was a small bear. And they're just the cutest things. And a knife and a couple of gouges, well sharpened, of course, and handled carefully. Because that's a sharp knife. But anyway, the chip carving looks pretty easy. I'm just fascinated with the work that he does with a knife. I remember an uncle of mine passed on now, but he would carve things in pieces of red cedar. I love to just smell the wood. You know, it's got a nice, kind of pleasant smell. As he was carving, making long curls and big chips out of the thing, he sat and carved me a pocket knife. Really, a pocket knife out of wood. I carried that thing for a long time. Don't know what happened to it. But anyhow, that was quite entertaining. The world is full of entertainment and full of good people. I appreciate you being there and calling the net for us tonight. And just want to say thanks. KK4JBQ.
4RYP. That sounds really neat, the carving thing. I'll have to get Chad to look that up on YouTube so we can check that out. Larry, it's always great to chat with you. I always look forward to when you stick around after the net for a RAG 2 portion. So thank you for stopping by and chatting with me for a little while.
Thank you, Anna. And the carver that I was looking at, his name is Doug, D-O-U-G, Linker, L-I-N-K-E-R. His channel is his name, so make it easy to look him up. Everyone have a good night, get some good rest, and enjoy the week. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
4RYP. Thanks, Mr. Leary. I appreciate that. I'm going to get Chad to look that up this evening so we can check him out on YouTube. All right. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, KD2BNG.
BNG, Mr. Glenn. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Come in. Dynamite, like the explosive. Dynamite specialty. Wait, where the hell is it? Dynamite specialty products. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, dynamitespecialty.com. Premium cat food. Yeah, get the hell out of here, you lousy furball. Yeah, I could probably use that as well. I got about 12 of them here. But, yeah, no, I just wanted to, because when you were talking about cat food, I just happened to look up a kid with that. Get off the desk. But there's a couple of reviews online. Chewy.com might have it. But, yeah, Dynamite, like the explosives, DynamiteSpecialty.com. premium feline cat food, Dynamite Specialty Products. So that's the, and it's got special digestive enzymes. So I just feed them whatever Walmart has. But, you know, for your prized cat that, you know, wins all the cat contests and you love more than family, I guess it's worth it.
For RYP, thank you, Mr. Glenn, for that. I agree that I think our furry friends are worth whatever it is that we need to get for them to make them healthy and feel better, because they do a lot for us. I work at a virtual school, and I have several friends that I work with that will be in a Zoom call, and they will have their cats jump up on the desk and just walk right in front of the screen. It's really very funny.
There was some, the video went viral at some point. Some lawyer was calling in from home. This is when the work from home thing was still on. He was calling in from home, calling the judge about a case. And I guess his kid was using the computer before that. So he was calling in, he had this cat filter. If that video is still around, it's kind of a funny one. I wouldn't know how to search for it. You know, lawyer calls in his cat. But, yeah, as annoying as they are, they're cute little critters. And, you know, he certainly wants the best for them.
That we always want the best for our furry friends, and that's funny. I'll have to see if I can find that little meme. I'm sure that was a good one. Thank you so much for your comments. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great evening. This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional comments or check-ins? Please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, KO4PXB.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you had seen it on the internet news today where they were talking about an asteroid that's going to come really close to the Earth. Wasn't sure if that was going to be even possible to view that. It'd be hard to probably track on through a telescope, so wasn't sure if Ron knew of any way to do that if he's still online.
This is KO4RYP. He has logged off, but I am certain he will probably check in tomorrow with Chad, and we can definitely ask him then and find out, because I have not looked at the news today, but I'll have to do a little bit of research too, and we can ask our resident star expert tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll probably have to look pretty quick and try to track it, because it's actually supposed to pass by on the 16th. Not sure what time. It doesn't say what time on the internet, but it said it's supposed to happen today or, you know, on the 16th.
We can check out that stellarium that he was telling us about. Maybe it will tell us about that. I'll have to see if we can find something out. That's very interesting. Thanks, Mr. Lloyd, for bringing that to our attention.
I didn't realize that NASA also has a web page that actually they track all the space junk, so it may be visible on there. If it, because another thing they were doing, they're just showing that it's going to come close to the Earth, like a little bit further distance from past the Moon will be the distance that it's going to pass of Earth, but that's still, an astronomical. And they say the asteroid's actually bigger than the one that ended the for the dinosaurs.
4RYP. That's pretty close. I mean, I realize it's really far away in miles, in terms of distance to miles, but in terms of space, that is really, really, really close. I'll have to look online and see. Did it say anything about, like, if it was going to be visible in, like, the northern hemisphere or southern, or give any indication there?
It did not give any indication where it might be visible at, because the caption's really... I'm short. They may be a little bit more on there now, because I saw two different websites that were commenting on it. So, but still, I didn't see any one of those showing the tracking line.